This is the Judge Jeanine Show. Now, here's Judge Jeanine Pirro.
Welcome back to the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Show. Joining us is a gentleman, Colonel David Hunt, who has extensive operational experience in counterterrorism, special ops, and intelligence operations. You've heard him on the show before. You've seen him on Fox News. Join me in welcoming Colonel Hunt. Good morning, Colonel. How are you today?
Good, Judge. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Listen, last week the world held its breath after Iran lobbed 300 drones, cruise, and ballistic missiles on Israel, all rebuffed as a result of a coordinated effort by the United States, the Brits, I understand Jordan, as well as the UAE. How would you categorize that union of countries that were making sure that none of the hits from Tehran hit Israel?
First, a great coordinated effort by Israel and the United States to stop that attack. And two, it shows how 99% of the Middle East is united against Iran. So Iran's adventure or attempt to destroy Israel, I think was shown is never going to happen with the kind of support that Israel has. When push comes to shove, and all the arguments about Netanyahu, whether there should be a Jewish state or not, the truth is that there is, and there will continue to be. Much of that is because of United States support, but also, as we just saw, a remarkable effort on the part of the countries you described, shooting down 99% of 300 missiles and drones that were going to it. Absolutely. It's unprecedented.
Yeah. And you know what? It was a great thing. But then, Colonel David Hunt, what happened was everyone said, what will Israel do? And in fact, Colonel Hunt, I spoke to you last week and you said Israel has to retaliate. What do you think of the retaliation? How would you describe it when Israel hit back at Iran?
I think Israel surprised me and everyone else in the world. They're known for overdoing the response. I mean, if you hit them with one thing, they'll hit you with 10. I think it was measured. I think it was accurate. They hit targets in Syria and in Iran. So it's the first time that Iran has attacked Israel. It's not the first time, though, that Israel has attacked Iran. As you know, they've directly attacked Iran before.
Right.
It's kind of lost it a lot in everyone's fervor about Israel was about to do. And mm-hmm. I think that the argument is, did Iran target or let Israel world know kind of what they were doing and the way they targeted Israel? They still attacked them. And Israel had a tempered and a measured response.
Right.
And I think that's the end of it. As of now, I don't see any more going back and forth. I do think that Israel is still going to be fighting in Gaza, of course.
But, you know, my understanding is that Iran ended up saying, you know, basically it isn't over, one of the Ayatollahs. And it'll be interesting to see what, if anything, they do. How close are they to having a nuclear weapon? Do you know, do any of us know, Colonel David Hunt?
No, but to put it this way, Pakistan and India built their own. Iran is flush with money for a lot of reasons, and building an atomic bomb is not the issue. It's always the trigger system and delivery. And with the amount of money and contacts that Iran has, I've assumed for the last 15 years that they've got it. But the U.S. no one in the intelligence community in the world, or any newspaper, no one's ever been able to prove that. But it makes sense to me, considering all the other countries that have it, that Iran has it.
Interesting.
For example, Israel has it.
Right. We know that Israel has it.
Right. So, I assume that they have at least a small yield tactical, small nukes already.
Hi, it's Lou Dobbs for Priority Gold, America's precious metals dealer. These are volatile times with high inflation, soaring debt, wars on multiple continents, and rising financial stress. Central banks are buying gold to diversify their reserves, so are many Americans. Call Priority Gold and find out how precious metals can help you diversify your portfolio. They're highly rated and happy to help. Call 1-866-303-6357 or get a free gold guide at PriorityGoldGuide.com. That's PriorityGoldGuide.com.
Interesting. All right. Well, let's talk about Mike Johnson. This week got the House to give the $65 billion aid to Ukraine. And I believe that some of the money went to Israel. I'm not sure about that. But the Ukraine funding was part of the broader package, including aid to Israel and Taiwan. And it seems that many of the Republicans were against the money to Ukraine, and that Speaker Johnson kind of put his reputation on the line and said, we're going to give money to Ukraine. What do you think of that?
A couple of things. It felt for me, and we've known each other a long time. Mm-hmm. Politics, and I'm not any good at it. You're great at it. I'm not good at what I'm about to say. But it seemed to me that wow, look at actually democracy worked. I mean, it was Republicans and Democrats passed something, and they did it pretty damn fast. I did not expect Johnson to have that kind of sand in him. I didn't see it. Mm-hmm. Number three, I think if I'm in the Freedom Caucus, which I'm not, mm-hmm. I would be worried, because if they've just lost a big battle, and I don't know how they recover without if the Democrats and Republicans are going to continue to support bills that make sense, the Freedom Caucus is not going to work. I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene and the rest can say all they want about getting Johnson out, but the Democrats will overwhelm them with support. It only takes, 120, 150 Republicans, and the rest are all Democrats.
Right.
I think that Johnson keeps his job, and I'm way over my head right now.
Yeah. No, you're not. But the truth is that you're right. Marjorie Taylor Greene is incensed about this. And, they see it as his joining the Democrat Party. But in the end, the money to Ukraine, I mean, how long is this war going on? Is it 2 years, Colonel David Hunt?
It is 2 years for our involvement, almost going on three. But Ukraine has been fighting Russia directly since 2014. So it's a long time for them. And the frustration for me is that there's so much we could have done in the beginning of this war. We piecemealed our support into Ukraine, and then it became a very political effort. We haven't sent them money in a year, mm-hmm. and yet they're still holding on. So my answer is, I think it's at least another year that this thing's got to go on.
Well, and you know what? Go ahead.
No, okay. And we still got this Israeli-Gaza war that's not stopping.
Yeah. Well, one of the things, Colonel David Hunt, is that, people said that war in Ukraine better be over and not going on during the presidential election. But it seems that it is going on. And then obviously what's going on in Gaza. And what do you think about the fact that the United States has lost Americans, and we've got Americans taken as hostages. Do you think those hostages are alive? Do we have any idea?
I believe there's 8 or 9 Americans that are still held.
Right.
The story last two weeks was that Hamas had lost or unaccounted for 40 hostages.
Right.
That story has died. I don't know where we are there. And I don't know what that means. I mean, suspicion is they're dead.
Yeah.
But we all knew when the October 7th happened, it wasn't just Hamas that took hostages. There were splinter groups that took them, gangs that took them.
Right.
And there was no central control point that not the 130, hostages were taken. And the problem is the way that Israel has decided to fight this war is not conducive to hostage rescue.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
And also, there's a decision, and Israel makes the decision to fight the way they're fighting because it's safer for their soldiers to fight this kind of the way they're fighting the war, because they outgun Hamas, obviously. But if you want to rescue hostages, there's a different way you have to fight a war. Israel made the choice. And so the answer is, I think there are a lot less hostages alive than the 130 number that we're getting.
I believe that also. Colonel David Hunt, thanks so much for joining us on the Tunnel to Towers Foundation show. And never forget, everyone, that's a commitment we made on 9/11. Honor it by donating $11 a month to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. And up next, I am going to be speaking about the jury trial that we're opening statements start tomorrow, Monday, as Joe Biden stutters and stumbles his way through Pennsylvania. Donald Trump is on trial in New York City. Stay with us. We'll be speaking with veteran attorney Arthur Aidala.
This is the Judge Jeanine Show.